award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Sir Martin Shergold.
Sorry, Marty, we just hand out knighthoods at random once a month on this show.
Felt right, though, didn't it?
Thanks for coming in.
Ed, how you going? Tone, lovely to see
so
you.
So happy to have you here, Marty.
Nikki, lovely to see you. And Bear, you're not Richard Marsland.
No, the Bear is back in the chair filling in for Richard Marsland. Mm-hmm. And it's so good to have you here, Marty, because not only are you a respected broadcaster.
Thank you, Tone. Thank you, Ed. Yes.
You're a respected flashpot specialist.
I am.
Just set one off for us now. Go on, do it. Oh, he loves it.
Bang.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
I had that in my bag since 87. I thought my old school lunches might have affected it, but no, popped off beautifully.
Still works.
Anything left over from the Van Halen tour? Give us...
Yeah, that was a rumbler.
Rumbler.
Early Van Halen. That is actually called the Rumbler. Well spotted,
Thank you.
Plenty of flashpot work. U2 FM. Who else deserves their own radio station? We'll be asking that today. New themes for the Prime Minister and Ed Cavalier eating 8 new sandwiches. It's all coming up on Get This. It is.
Wreaking havoc, disrupting tourists, city workers and sports stars alike.
That's how it works, Bear.
U2 FM.
Oh, look, I reckon that'd be U2. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation. I'd be Tony Martin. That'd be Ed Cavalier.
Good morning.
We've got the Bear in the chair pushing buttons.
Well done,
Mr. Bear.
Hello.
Beautifully done, Bear.
Mm. Oh, that's Marty Shegg. I'll give him a round, Bear.
Marty.
Oh, yeah, nice roundo.
Yeah.
Our round isn't as good as that.
Oh, it's quite good. We occasionally steal your round of applause, along with many of your segment ideas.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Thanks
for that, guys.
I think that's great.
Hey, we'll get to that. I've just got to address this whole thing. We're U2 FM. That's what you've tuned into. Unless you're listening in Newcastle, where it's still KO FM.
Ding, ding.
Although, is there a... Could that stand for something? Could that be...
KO?
Quite Irish.
Quite Irish.
Yes, that's not near bad. Enough.
Party.
So it is U2 FM, even though we at Get This were pushing for Toto FM. Oh, don't say that.
Don't say it.
Marty, hit it with a flash pop, please. Bang.
Good on ya. Done, Marty.
Once you have a skill like that, it never goes far.
When was the last time you did flash pots, you know, professionally?
Well, Ronan Keating was out here, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Why would Keating need a flash pot?
Well, he didn't. That was the thing. And that was what was so unsettling when I was in his hotel room. Just at the end of his bed. Ronan, good night.
He loves to time things to your flash pots. That's what I'm told.
He couldn't even remember what city he was in. He's a bum, though.
Yeah, you often see the clips of Marty's work on Rage. You'll see Van Halen live. And I always look out to see if you're just standing on the edge of stage.
Yeah, I generally am. Bit of bum crack, little less hair.
Marty, what was your go? Like, was it the black, all black?
Or did
you
wear
Did you wear a band tee? I always love it when I see a roadie that's wearing a band t-shirt of another band.
No, I didn't do that. I wasn't allowed to. Van Halen weren't big on cross-promoting.
Yeah, right.
I wore a bandana occasionally.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ed. I knew you'd love it.
Was it done, like, tied up at the back and then, like, kind of like a flap?
Yes, exactly what it was. I left it flapping. A lot of guys tied the flap down. Not me. I left it flapping.
Flashbots, it's embarrassing if they don't all go off and it's meant to spell something, I find. Do you remember Status Quo on Countdown?
No.
And it was dun, 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 and it was S, T, A, and it got to Q, U, nothing. And they were just Status Quo for the whole
status
song.
Quo. And worst, it was the last letter.
Yeah, that's right.
No. I mean, if it had been in the middle, you could build momentum again.
You could just, move on.
That's right, but not when it's the last letter.
No. Hey, Marty, is that harder? Is it harder to get the flash spots that are going to spell stuff?
Yeah, it is. I worked pretty closely with Rick Burge. I think it was around about Sydney 2000. Ricky and I... wasn't anything to do with flashpots. It was a romance, but
sure, that's right. Insiders say it got pretty steep.
Yeah, onlookers,
sources confirmed.
Fellow diners.
Yeah, they left. The fellow diners left.
Enough about Marty's past, his old job.
Yeah.
These days, according to yesterday's guest, Stephen Curry, you're into the gambling, the Texas Hold'em. Is that right?
Yes. No, Cuzza has a regular poker night. I haven't been for a while. I don't know if he's still doing it.
Yeah, he's too emaciated to hold the cards up.
Jeez, he's lost some weight for this Graham Kennedy job.
I didn't know that Graham Kennedy was that kind of...
bird-like.
Yeah.
He is very light. I believe he's trying to get to 63 kilo. That was my racing weight.
Was it?
Yeah.
Riding the winners?
No, I was a little too heavy. Where? I was supposed to get to 58, but I never got there.
Voice not high enough?
No. Well, that was okay. Because I also turned briefly into a primordial dwarf.
Of course.
Which meant I had to extend my front teeth, drop about 3.5 feet in height, and also try to keep the weight down then. And when you're bald on top of that, Tone... Yeah,
it's funny how you left that off the resume. I noticed though. You don't want to big note you or small note yourself.
Yeah,
with your past that way.
It reminded me of when I helped with the filming of Seabiscuit. Actually,
Seabiscuit. Oh, yes. Were you involved in that?
Yeah,
were
briefly.
Were you a stand-in?
Yeah, I was a jockey double.
You were the riding double.
Yeah, I was the riding double.
Jeez, you did some good work.
Thank you very much, Ed. And I like the mechanical bits where it's the close-up of the jockey and the horse's head.
Yeah.
And it was just.
It just looked like a broom that someone had put the little horse head on the front of. He was trying to pretend to ride.
So they sit around, they go, let's make a $50 million film, right?
We'll get a lot for $50 million, I reckon.
Yeah, when we do the racing close-ups.
Yeah. Real horse?
Let's just get one of those horses' heads on the end of a broom and sit Toby on that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Pyrotechnics expert. Jockey.
Jockey extraordinaire. Primordial dwarf.
Actor. Now, we had Julia Zemiro. Everyone's got a bit of Marty Sheargold dirt comes on the show. Julia Zemiro said she was at the VCA Acting Institute with you.
Yes, wonderful woman.
Said you didn't take things seriously, the whole, you know, pretending to be a tree, all that gear.
Well, actually, funnily enough, Julia sent me an email the other day alerting me to the fact that graduates and non-graduates, which is me,
right, to leavers,
were invited back to a 30-year reunion. I said, I think I'll let that one go.
Oh, really?
Marty, what was you? Did you have to do monologues to get in?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Oh.
Come on.
I did
Moody
something.
Pieces?
Yeah, I would have done something.
Moody brooding numbers?
I really can't remember what it was. It's only 15 years ago.
I think it was a surf report from the Adelaide Breakfast Show. He did a bit of that old gear.
I can't remember what it was, Ed, but it was bloody good.
Really?
Oh, you would have loved it.
Not a dry eye.
Come on, Marty. What were you like in an acting class? What was that like?
I was pretty, not much focus, it's fair to say.
No?
I knew I was in trouble when the dean of the school, David Latham was his name, was running a mask class.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I mean, you have not delved into the world of wank until you've done a mask class wearing a tracksuit. And this guy was from Nottinghamshire or somewhere. He always used to say to me, Marty, let it go. Just let it go, Marty. And I used to say to him, you know, David, I could lie and tell you that I actually just experienced something in my tracksuit and mask. But really, I'm just thinking about Dim Sims now. How long till lunch, bro? Yeah, I knew I was in trouble.
But you were thinking about those Dim Sims convincingly.
Yeah,
you believed.
There used to be a Dim Sim shop at the back of the school. That's all I could think of.
Fair enough.
I was obsessed by the Dim Sim.
Did you get any action?
Bits and pieces. You know how it is, Ed. Yeah. I wasn't always bald, you know what I'm saying? But I've never been taller. Bang.
You could leave the mask on. You could obviously leave the mask on.
And Robert De Niro's face as my mask.
Does the mask work pay off? I mean, do you see much mask work on Neighbours?
Nah.
Really?
No.
Harold doesn't put the mask on, does
unless
he?
They ever do a live action, like a live telly series of the old children's cartoon called Mask.
Yeah.
Which essentially was just superheroes in masks that made them even better.
Now you're an acting teacher, aren't you, Ed? You've done a bit of acting.
I used to teach impro.
Yeah,
at the uni.
What does that involve, Ed? I'm intrigued. Explaining the structure and the rules of the game.
Yeah.
And then we just rip into it.
It's just sort of freeform, buddy.
Yeah,
we just sort of get up and just see. Look, the space and our minds and our bodies were a blank canvas, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then we just sort of fill the space. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's unfortunately, I do know what you're saying.
Yeah, time for a Dim Sim, I think. But let's get up to present. Forget the acting, forget the horse riding, forget the flashpots. Fifi Box.
Yeah, well, what a woman.
She certainly is.
God, I could not love working with that woman anymore. She is a gift from heaven.
You say that, but you always come in and tip the bucket and maybe you're not going to play some more clips of her, are you?
I am, because you don't know how lucky you've got it with Ed and Ricky Marsland.
off today feeding his gambling addiction.
Which is good.
Can't handle the truth. He's afraid of the truth. He knew Marty was coming in. Yeah. He knew that Marty knew about his beat work back in Adelaide.
And he knew that Marty did a segment. Or no, he did Dick's Box on your show.
He used to do Dick's Box for us.
All of a sudden he's sick today.
And if I was you guys, I would dust that baby off.
Right?
A quiet Tuesday.
He claims all the elements have gone from the computer. The bear's been in there. He couldn't find them. He's erased them, I reckon.
Mm. Maybe he has. He's a bit funny that way.
Type in Dick's Wheel. See if you'll get nothing. Don't bother. What have you got for us, Marty?
Well, I've just bought some of what is now becoming sort of Fifi moments on the show. We've actually started compiling all the mistakes she makes so when I come here, I can play them.
Great. Have you got enough, though? Would there have been enough?
No, there's some. Right. I mean, there's always more, Tone, but it's a fine line between having a bit of fun at your co-host's expense and ruining your working relationship.
Well,
let's tread that line, shall we?
Maybe I'll set it up for you. Fifi Box, professional broadcaster, will have a listen to this.
I guess the presumption is that someone in the cock control room hadn't loaded in the preview.
Did you say cock control room?
Although, would you argue Martha Stewart's as big as she ever was?
Would I argue what? Are you all right? You just did your weird noise.
No.
Did you hear it?
And he gave me attitude. Oh, I just hit the microphone.
Try not to.
Look, I'm not a man. Obviously. Mental blank. The Donny Vowels on board a yacht.
A yacht. What are you doing, Buck?
I've forgotten what I was supposed to say. I just had a mental blank and couldn't finish the song. Well, it's a bit, higgledy-piggledy. But you know what? To be continued.
Oh, look. If she thinks of something, she feels the need to say it. That's what I like about
her. No filter.
How bad would she be at the Texas Hold'em?
How do you get higgledy-piggledy wrong?
Well, this is the program to do that. I feel like some U2 for some reason,
don't
you?
Yeah, same.
Is it U2 all day?
We're U2 FM,
except
in Newcastle. We're quite Irish FM.
Quite Irish.
Let's hear some U2 now. At U2 FM? That is U2, the fly here at U2 FM.
Marty's having a very disappointing time with
the microphone stand.
It's the haunted studio,
seriously.
Marty.
Seriously.
You guys won't even do your show out of here. No show will except us, and we've mastered it.
Rob's coming around. He thinks he can do this. Beer's doing a bit of twisting knobs. Bang.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Improvement.
We had to record something in your studio yesterday. Sounded too slick for us.
Yeah.
Came back in here.
We've broken the back of the haunted. It's taken a year.
Yeah, this studio, it's all skew-if, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all backwards.
In your studio, it sounds very much like the ABC.
Yeah, I sound like a radio broadcaster.
Yeah, no, we prefer to sound our AM-ish in our studio. We're putting it out there for the old guys.
The shebang. You guys are on the long haul, aren't you, going pretty much up to Christmas?
22nd of December we're going till. Not that I'm counting, 31 shows to go.
What's the thinking behind that? Actually,
behind counting, Tone, just to get myself through.
I remember you tried to explain to me.
What is that, Tone? 30. It's another 90. Well, it's 120 phoners.
I don't think
it's
that way.
It's 60 short bits.
It's several Fifi cock-ups.
Yeah, it's a lot of meetings.
But
I love talking with people I don't like.
One day I was in the shebang office and Marty explained to me why he's going right up to Christmas. And it was all something to do with not having to visit your relatives over a long period.
No, it's that weird, because they said to us, you can stop on the 9th if you want to, or you can push to the 22nd, and then we don't have to come back till the end of Jan.
Right.
And if you go early, you have that weird sort of two-week period before Christmas where you can't actually do anything.
No.
You're sort of hamstrung.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've got to go home for Christmas, or it's the end of our relationship.
Right.
So that little 10-day pocket, what do?
And so by going to the 22nd, you squeeze all that into like a 4-day marathon.
That's right.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Gee, see
that? Are you big on presents, Marty?
Chris Kringle at our joint.
Yeah, same here.
80 bucks each.
80 bucks is good.
I've jagged my older brother. Easy. I'll buy him a footy jumper.
And that's it?
Yeah, I'm done.
Done. about you, Tone?
Well, it's tracking down the relatives is the hard part.
And then getting like,
and then how much would you spend, Tone?
Well, I just did buy a whole lot of CD vouchers, and where it says person's name, I just put TBA.
There we go.
Send them to the lawyers, and they.
That's what I was going to say. You've got to work around. You've got Kris Kringle, but then you're also handing out restraining orders as well. So you've got to negotiate those two things.
It's a complicated family. Most of them are in other countries, as well, and won't hear this. Hopefully,
great invention, the Kris Kringle, isn't it?
Amazing,
isn't it, brilliant?
Amazing,
because otherwise you'd be looking at a 15-20 present nightmare.
And what you don't want is you don't want to be last on. You don't want to be the person that's hard to buy for. So your older brother, because if you were buying for everyone, he's up first. So you're like, right, I'll get him a football jumper.
Yeah.
But then as the cash runs out and you get down towards your kind of youngest brother or your mum or something like that.
Mm.
You know, they're looking at a gift basket from the body shop.
Yes, indeedy. Funny you should say that, eh?
Do they do that round here? Is there a bit of present work coming up?
Do we do that?
Yeah. At U2 FM.
It's just U2 CDs for everybody.
All right.
That's all it's going
to
be.
I think they're giving us all tickets to the concert.
Really?
That's what I've heard. It's not, it's not
really
confirmed.
Good seats, isn't it, Marty?
I heard Gary Pert was buying them for all of us.
Oh, that's nice.
As a sort of a farewell.
That's nice.
Out of his own money.
Out of his own wallet. Wonderful, man.
Look, I tell you what, the presents arrive here every day in the form of sweet, sweet emails, don't they?
Thanks for doing all the work.
I wasn't going to put it that blatantly, but...
Well done, Ed.
Sorry.
We do get some great emails.
Don't blow all our cover, Ed.
David Maurice wants us to play Dobbin a Nerd again. Can you believe we do that?
Dobbin a Nerd.
We can't do that without Scott Edgar from Tripod.
Nah, he's a nerd. You're not a nerd, Marty.
No, but you know, Thief, the girl that I work with, is a medievalist.
What?
She really?
Of all the things you could imagine her to be. She is a medievalist. She's a fan of the Normans, and she can run you through all the, dates and things that happened. I sit in awe. It's usually when I grab a bit of carpet when she gets into the real heavy Norman gear.
And a goblet of mead, or she does the show every afternoon?
I'm not sure what that's about. Is that some sort of...
Goblet's like a big cup.
Oh, I thought it was a chick-on-chick kind of arrangement. I'll have another goblet of mead, please.
That'll be coming up later on U2 FM. There's not much going on today apart from your U2 music.
That's
but
good,
there's one bit of music there's always time for.
Kershaw.
No. No, the Kim Beazley theme.
Here we go.
Oh, Mr. Bear, you know how to do it. There it is.
That's my favourite, Ty.
It's the theme from the taking of Pelham 123. People continue to ask what it is.
And never has the tuba been better employed than in that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That thing was born for tuba.
That's beautiful tuba work.
Bolero.
Bolero.
But what
What's
about...
a bolero?
That was a big tuba track.
Yeah.
Oh, really? How's that
going? Torval and Dean ice skating song.
Is that right? Oh, yes. No, I remember it now. I saw it on 20 to 1.
Frequently employed in the boudoir.
Is it?
Mm. Well, at least in movies it is. Oh, hang on, the bear said yes.
Yeah.
Bear says yes.
Drag him into the cave and give him some bolero.
I know the movie.
Yeah. This is what goes on in Mackay. You're from Mackay, aren't you, Mr. Bear?
In far north Queensland.
No.
Oh, it's hot up there.
Yes, it is.
Just in case you'd forgotten, Ben.
That's a bit of sense memory work from Marty's
nice
acting classes.
Ooh, it's hot up there.
Yeah.
It's about to get hot in here because the
canvas.
The bear said to us, go easy on me. Because he doesn't want too many buttons to push.
Yep.
But we have had people sending in John Howard themes. We need to find a John Howard theme.
Okay. Yep.
Justin suggests the Mexican Shuffle.
That's good.
Is that saying John Howard?
A little bit.
I reckon this is probably the most popular request.
Okay.
Darren leading the charge for the Dad's Army theme.
I used to love Dad's Army.
Everyone's still going on.
It was World War II.
Yeah, I knew that. But why were these old guys just like parading around Somerset?
Because they were like the home army.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know, the volunteers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They weren't the official
army. That wouldn't have
lasted
5 minutes.
No.
Good call, Ed. You've seen the show.
Yeah. And hence the comedy springs forth from that concept.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know if that's for John Howard. Justin again, is this the same Justin? He's full of good ideas.
What Justin?
Fraggle Rock. John Howard?
I like this.
It's not very respectful.
No.
Maybe we should go with Steve's suggestion of Postman Pat.
That's getting closer, I reckon.
Please welcome the Prime Minister of Australia. mind that at all.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That is not bad. But some people think he should go a bit cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Justin reckons Satan? A bit of this. Master Blaster.
No.
It's too cool.
It's too cool.
Kim Beazley calls him the Master Blaster. Oh, and blame shifting. Whatever that means.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with either Dad's Army or the one that was the second last one.
Postman Pat.
Which I was so into, I forgot what it was. Yeah. Or Postman Pat.
Finally, here's Samuel's suggestion.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
In the tracksuit.
Jeez. You could do some, go, you know, forwards and backwards with some tracksuit footage.
A little. That'll get people respecting the PM.
I went through a few bush doofs where that was the track of choice in my teens.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Used to have to ring a 0055 number on the day to find out where it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To find out where the party
was. That's where it was at. So kids would all congregate in front of Town Hall in Sydney in the gear.
Yeah.
You know, bright pants, a go-go.
Yeah.
And then someone would ring the number and you'd get on the train to wherever you were.
God, that's so cool. I never did stuff like that.
We never had that nowadays.
We didn't even have phones.
No. It was just, wow, what a lover boy wearing in their new video. We'll wear that.
Yeah. I did get briefly into those. Do you remember those wrap pants?
Not the MC Hammers.
The ones that were quite puffy but had a different coloured sort of seam going down the side. Me and my mate made a wrap mat. Oh, we were hot.
Really?
Yeah. Made it out of cardboard and liner.
Good effort. Any helmet work?
A little bit. Tried it. Couldn't do it. Hurt my neck. But the intention was there.
So there. Did you get any action from that?
No, a bit off him, but that's another story.
We'll give Marty some action. We're going to do that. That's going to be next on Get This.
Get This.
It's probably the most important meeting of decision makers in the world.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
You're listening to U2 FM around the nation, except in Newcastle. KOFM. Quite Irish. Marty Sheargold is with us.
Can I have a potato, Bono?
Do you get any lookalikes, Marty?
Michael Stipe says he looks like me.
Oh, yeah?
He's always going on like that.
He's a funny fella.
He is.
Paints his eyes blue and stuff just to be different. Idiot.
Ooh.
He's challenging you to see if you'll follow him. Eva Hines reckons that Ed looks like Jughead Jones from the Archie comics.
I reckon that's fair enough.
Yeah?
I think I really do look like Jughead Jones.
I don't know. Hey, why don't we ask Prime Minister John Howard. I don't know, is that catching on?
Yeah, but I love what you did, Tone. You threw it out there just to see if we liked it.
Well, let's see. Do you like that for your theme song, Mr. Howard?
And the answer is yes, I do.
See, well,
there
thumbs
you
up.
Go. He's on board.
Okay.
So much goes on in this show. It just makes me feel really bad.
No, it's the listeners. We just do what the listeners say. They point us in a certain direction. For example, David Meyer says, Ed's never going to set up that table tennis tournament he's always talking about. Tony,
maybe we should do a little audit of Dave's life and see if he's across everything.
Good call, Ed.
You know what I'm saying?
He's pointing fingers at you, mate.
Yeah. Pot kettle, Dave.
But he doesn't have a show on U2 FM. That's what you're forgetting.
Yeah, well.
What's the idea behind the table tennis tournament?
Ed?
Okay. Look, I like table tennis.
I know you do.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
I'm building champion, right? I've finally beaten the old sort of master upstairs.
Okay.
He won't play me anymore.
Oh, good.
Right, yeah.
So you've broken him.
Oh, he's gone. He threw his bat in disgust. And now I'm saying that we'll have a tournament against the listeners and the winner gets to be a guest host, a guest host on the show.
That's a great idea.
It's a really good idea.
But it hasn't really happened, though.
No.
It's got to be implemented. That's the bit you're missing.
You know what it is? I'm going to come. I don't know what to do. I say these things on air, but then I don't know what I.
But then the listeners come through, we have not been crediting this genius who's done this thing on YouTube, Shaft of Hope.
Oh, that person.
Get onto YouTube, type in Shaft of Hope. There's two of them.
What?
There's an animated one. That's great. This was the idea Ed had earlier in the year.
Yeah.
We're going to do our own film festival.
Oh, good.
We're going to make telemovies about Todd and Brandt.
Because we know they're coming. We know the telemovies coming.
It'll be a real one. We thought the listeners could beat them to the punch.
Have we cast it yet?
Well, this guy did an animated one. That was pretty good cartoons.
Yeah.
But go to the other one.
Yeah, YouTube.
Oh, there's table tennis in it.
It's a cat.
Who's that guy? Who's done it?
I don't know.
There's table tennis under the ground.
Yeah, he's managed to get table tennis. Cats, Carl Stefanovic. He's got pretty much everything we mentioned
on the show. Snatto.
Yeah.
Snatto.
Snatto Garrow's in it. Go and check that out on YouTube.
It's amazing. But
what about David Meyer says, if you can't get the table tennis tournament happening, Tony, you should set up a Nintendo 64 GoldenEye tournament for the nerds. Because, of course, in my book, Lolly Scramble, available for Christmas, I talk about my addiction to GoldenEye.
Great game.
Have you played GoldenEye?
Yeah, I love that game.
How bad did it get? In the book, I talk about how I just couldn't get out of there. Mm. Even when I mastered the game, I'd spend weekends just going around smashing beakers and bottles and blowing up desks. And
Was that the one that started on the train?
No, there's a train bit.
Yeah, there's a train bit.
Try and get through the train level using...
karate chops?
Yeah, where you only can use hand slaps, but the bad guys have nuclear missiles. You're on a train, it's really confined.
I could never get my watch at the end of the train bit to shoot the laser.
Oh, the laser.
God, that was frustrating.
That square in the floor, you have to knock all the little...
Man.
Oh, that was, and you never managed to save Natalia.
No. She's goner. She's a goner. You've just got to accept that Natalia's a goner and move on.
Very attractive animated female character, though.
Well, see, that got me into trouble. In the book, again, I talk about how I had actually met the actress who played
Natalia.
Isabella Skoropko. She was a co-host on Martin Malloy. Yes.
Of course she was.
The answer to your question is yes.
Yes, very sexy.
She was a co-host on Martin Malloy.
But for a week, I can't work out how that happened. Mick's just going, oh, mate, Hesse's not available. Get Isabella Skoropko in again. And in the, you know, GoldenEye, this is the jungle level.
Mm. I love the jungle.
And when you've done everything... You can stay there and just walk around idyllically being followed by Natalia. And my wife's come in and gone, you're looking down Natalia's dress. And I'm going, no, I'm trying to help her reload her rocket launcher.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it can get on. I didn't know you were a GoldenEye.
Yeah, no, I loved GoldenEye.
Who was your character of choice when you had the multiplayer action?
Yeah. Odd job.
You had odd job. It was too fat. It was too easy to hit.
I can't remember who I used to go. I never went Bond.
No, they can't go Bond. No, sell out. You've got to go. One of the Russian guys who was in a blue tracksuit. He was the hardest to spot from far away. So that's who I always went.
You've really thought this through here.
Jeez, I'm just flashing back to the whole game now. The snow section was tough.
Yeah. Silo was good. Silo level with proximity mines.
Oh,
that's the game.
Yeah.
And you run ahead and you plant a few.
Then run back.
And then run back. That's, I reckon, you can do that for 5 or 6 months, actually. Yeah.
It's just when they limit your proximity mines. They only give you like 5.
14.
But if you get unlimited ammo, if you get into that world.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone's still listening?
Yeah.
Here on U2 FM?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's have some U2, but do we need a bit of flash spot work?
Yeah, Marty, you got some flash spots?
Can
proximity
do.
Flash spots?
No trouble.
She's chucked them up. They're looking good. And I'm just going to crack in just something like, I'm just going to bring it down a bit, spotlight work. Ooh.
Right. All right. When you're ready, Marty. So appropriate. This is U2 FM. That's you too, because this is U2 FM around the nation, even in Newcastle. They're not quite sure why, but they are going with us. Marty Sheargold is here, sitting in, co-hosting.
And lovely to be here, Tone.
We are, of course, brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. No, not the Toto! Don't do that to us. Yeah, the beer's panelling today.
Gee, the Vito's been good to you this year.
Oh, it's a top. It's the van of the year.
Yep.
I mean, you guys are really building a strong relationship between yourselves and the good people at Mercedes-Benz.
Can't be a bad thing.
Not strong enough to actually get one, but we don't want to go down that path anyway.
No.
You want an Alan Jones book written about us.
No, you don't want to be one of those people, Tone.
But the great thing about the Vito is it's van. It's the van of the year. So you don't have to say, like, came second at van of the year.
It's the best van in the world.
One of the top vans.
Yeah. And I just want to say hello to Matt Dower. Have you met Matt Dower on the Pots and Pans on this show?
I love Matty Dower.
Nowhere without him.
Brilliant. And he's done some great work, the Passiona.
Everything.
Since Stedford.
Yeah.
And his work on the Nick Kershaw Outback Tour.
Yep.
Fantastic. And, you know, people don't realise that he works in extraordinary conditions, Matt Dower.
He sits in a cement room for 22 and a half to 23 hours a day. He has no access to natural sunlight in that room. It's a very depressing place to be.
Oh, sorry, that's David Hicks, but it's very similar.
Yeah. Well, our Audio Academy nominated audio engineer, Matty Bauer.
Yes.
Confusing.
Very confusing.
You get that email wrong. And
well, Tone, when we started this show, didn't you spend 45 minutes on the phone explaining to Matt Bauer about what was going to happen?
That's already
but
become,
you needed,
and please don't
Maddie,
tell anyone.
It's become a famous story around the network. I called up, you know, way before the show was announced, I called up Matt Dow and they put me through to Matt Bauer. Yeah. And I'm going, keep this to yourself. There's a new show coming on.
What did you... Matty Bauer must have just been sitting there going, what is going on?
He was sitting there going, am I going to have to do that many sound effects? So he was relieved when it wasn't him. But now you say Academy Award nominated. That's not a joke.
No, he was nominated for an animated short film at the Academy Awards this year. It had a long title.
That animated one, The Extraordinary Something Adventures of Professor Somebody or something like that.
That's exactly what it was. It was well received. Through the roof. Yeah. Millions of tickets.
Oh, Maddie will get an Oscar nomination eventually.
One of these days.
Yeah. Mm. It's the Battle of the Mats.
Yeah, sure is. Mm. And because Matty did some work on Boytown, that might be
he
up
did.
For best sound.
He's the voice of Mad Dog, which is on the air, which is on the radio at the start when Sven Robbins is going through. Yeah.
A bit of trivia.
Yeah.
Let's hear a bit of Matt Dow's work now as we climb a certain mountain.
Oh, this one.
Yeah. It's just the... We couldn't find a U2 version of this song.
Yeah.
So we're going with the original.
Take the climb. Climb up Talkback Mountain. There's no time. Hey, but we're not counting. Maybe if we had a shorter intro song, we'd be running on time for the first show since April 23.
That was the last time we ran to time, Marty. April 23. The bear was there. He remembers it. He cracked open a passiona
and poured it on his own head.
U2FM. That's what we are.
Yeah.
U2.
Yep.
But, you know, who else deserves their own radio station? Which other band or musical artiste?
They don't have to be Irish, Tone.
No. It could be from any era. As obscure as you want to go.
Could be yourself, Marty, if you were ever in a band.
Yeah. Oh.
Were you?
I was in a band at school.
Called?
It's probably not best to say the name of it on the radio.
Can you clean it up?
Can you put a few asterisks in there?
Saurus.
All right, so Saurus is the end of it.
No, Saurus is the beginning of it.
Okay.
Then there's a two-word title.
Okay, 133353. If you're an ex-member of Saurus, dot, dot, dot.
We didn't do any U2, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, none that I recognise.
Originals?
Because, God, we were bad.
Really? Originals?
Yeah, I can remember we did a gig once at a birthday out in a barn in someone's, you know, 18th or something, and eventually one of the people at the party sort of sidled up to us and said, you don't want to knock off early, do you? So we can get this party started. Sure, guys, no trouble.
All right. Well, let's not make them the subject of a whole day of radio programming.
Nah,
what about who would you like to see get their own radio station, Marty?
Oh, it's a tough one. I like to, when I'm asked this, I like to incorporate the word radio in my answer.
Good idea.
Radiohead.
Oh, yeah.
Radiohead U2FM. It's not really working, is it?
A whole day of moody Radiohead.
The House Martins.
Buttons.
Who's that?
Sheep without a gang.
Young men in cuddly jumpers, weren't they?
Yeah.
Very much in the tradition of Haircut 100.
One of them kicked on and became...
Oh, yeah. Stephen Tintin Duffy, no?
Wasn't New Order, was it?
No, that was Joy Division.
Yeah, that was Joy
became
Division.
Became New Order. It wasn't the House Martins.
Who was it?
No, you're right, though. It is someone.
Bass for someone.
Yeah, someone will call up. Don't you worry.
What do you reckon, Tone?
I just think a few of these one-hit wonders, because then you just have to play the same song.
Oh,
what
yeah.
about Wigfield FM?
Who's there? What did they do?
I don't know. It was some woman who did like one of those things where the record company bring you to, the, you know, gets everyone up on the roof of the radio station.
Yeah,
and this person is going to be the next big thing.
Great.
Wigfield came out and did, I don't know.
Did her their song.
If you want my love, is that them?
No. Well, what about Alien Ant Farm?
Oh, that, well, when I was working at the video store and had that Alien Ant Farm cover of Smooth Criminal came out, pretty much none of the kids knew it was a cover.
Oh, is that right?
None of the kids.
That's the young people for you, Ed.
I said, oh, look, you know, it's an old Michael Jackson song. And they were stopped dead in their, you know, in their tracks.
Did they know who Michael Jackson was?
They had an idea for court cases. They never heard the music.
Maddie Dower has just walked around and held up a sign saying, Fat Boy Slim.
Oh.
That's where the House Martin dude.
Norman Cook was in the House Martin.
I thought he might have been saying that he thinks you look like Fat Boy Slim.
A little bit I do.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
All right. Who would you like to see?
The crew from Short Bus.
Oh, Short Bus. FM. Short Bus is a film currently in national release. Mm. It's not for everybody. No. Let me say it again.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
Australian film, Tone?
No. It's from New York.
New York. Short Bus refers to a place where if you're into something, Marty, or you think you might be into something sexually, you can rock up and have a go.
Oh, okay.
And it's real people having actual sex. It's one of those sort of movies.
Oh,
but
yeah.
at the same time...
It's a lot of jokes.
It's described as innocent and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First 10 minutes? Wow.
Yeah.
First minute.
Mm. Short Bus.
Yeah.
What I like, though, is...
Oh, hang on.
Ed's already seen it.
Yeah. Mm.
He went again yesterday on a date with, get this... Two women.
Whoa. Now, Short Bus?
You don't take two women to see Short Bus.
You do.
For a second time without some kind of agenda, Ed Peverley.
Look, man.
Did it work?
Look, that's a strong... Like, I don't want to say yes, it worked, right? Because that sounds uncouth.
No,
right?
You're not...
But we had a lovely afternoon.
Sure.
Yeah?
A lovely afternoon.
And Art was the winner. On the day, Art
why
was
do
the
I
winner.
Suddenly feel 12 again?
We are running so damn late.
Don't say it.
The beer.
Hello, Patrick.
Oh, we're going straight to callers.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Not too bad. Ed, yourself?
I'm all right.
Who do you sure
think,
is.
Yeah. Who needs their own station?
Toto.
Toto FM.
Of course.
Toto this. You should rename your whole show.
Hang on. So what would you play? I mean, you've got Rosanna in Africa. Is there anything beyond that?
Not that I know.
No, you just keep them going on repeat. All
on
day
repeat.
Long. It'd be tops.
It'd be tops.
Toto 2 play. A double shot.
Patrick, do you know all the words to Africa, by the way?
No, I can't do, but I'm sure if I did it all day, every day, I'd...
Yeah, I'm sorry. There was a Dalek just took him over his voice box for a moment. There, you, sir, are getting a copy of Illegal Download, the limited edition, get this album.
Now with 100% less Toto.
I can't believe we're rewarding people. Oh, look, stop it.
That's you, Patrick. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Who needs their own radio station?
Martha and the Muffins FM.
Off Echo Beach fame.
All Echo Beach, all the time.
Oh, he's even got the station positioning worked out.
Not bad.
You imagine the programming meetings.
Can you do...
See, so what are we going to... I think we've got to probably play Echo Beach a bit more.
It's cutting through. It's cutting through. Hey, Chris, can you give us a very FM back announce for Echo Beach then, please?
All right, welcome to Martha and the Muffins FM, and you're listening to Echo Beach. All Echo Beach, all the time, and here's Martha and the Muffins.
Thank
you, Chris.
It's an album.
Hello, Michael.
Hey,
what's up? Who needs their own station?
Oh, it has to be Kirsch FM, wouldn't it?
Kirsch FM!
The home of synth rock.
That be good.
Oh,
the home of synth rock.
Now, let's say that you're programming it, Michael, and it's the launch of Kirsch FM, right? Everyone's got the eyeliner on. It's neckerchiefs as far as the day is long. You've got sort of gloves that go to your elbows. What are the first three tracks that we crack out with?
Wouldn't it be good? We have to be the first one.
Yes.
And
get them in.
And I forgot the other
two. The riddle. Hit them with the riddle. They want to hear about that tree by the river.
They do. Oh, yeah.
And then, just for, you know.
Replay, wouldn't it be good?
There we go.
Yes,
but then don't let the sun go down on me.
Don't let the sun go down.
And then you go, that's all of them. He's got nothing more in the tank. Wide boy.
Yes. What do you reckon?
That's right. Three all day, that's all you need to play. Toto.
Okay.
Is that right? Like Toto? Listen, Michael, you and Patrick get together. Have
Kirsch.
A network.
Kirsch.
Thank
FM.
You very much.
That man Hello. Gets an album.
Hello, Stuart, how are you? Stuart.
Oh.
Hey, mate. Who needs their own radio station?
Flock of Seagulls, they're fine.
Is that right? Flock of Seagulls.
Now, Iran all day, every day.
Was there anything else beyond Iran?
No, I don't think so, but we'll give it a go anyway.
It's a lot. There's the extended mix. We could, you know, rotate
that. Where are they now? Because where are they now?
Yeah, because where are they now?
Only God knows that one.
Is that right? Well, okay. Yeah, I'm willing to go with that. One song. I like how everyone's just got one song.
Yeah.
That they're going to replay all day.
Yeah.
We're going to struggle for listeners at this new station.
But it's going to be a very singular vision.
Yeah, well, might have to rely on the talent. God forbid that would never work.
Hello, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, good, boys. How yourself?
Really good, mate. Who needs their own radio station?
I'll tell you what. I don't know if you remember them. Mm. Green Jelly.
Okay, now remind me of their work.
They did a metal version of the Three Little Pigs.
Jeez.
They were sort of dressed up like Lordy Eurovision winners. And, and they got a B-side to it called Obey the Cow God, which would do really well on commercial radio.
I can just hear it now.
Obey the Cow God. Glenn, I think you might be onto something. Now, if they've got two songs, is there anything else that we can chuck in there as well? Is there a stripped-down acoustic version of the Cow God that we could play?
You could probably stretch them out and just oversample them and play like 14-minute 2006 super dub versions or whatever.
Super dub.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put this to the programming department.
That'll be
a short meeting, Tony.
Do you often have a meeting with programming,
mate? Oh, not these days, mate. No. They've given up on me.
They've changed the locks, have they?
Yeah, Fave still meets with them.
Oh, really?
I think it's personal. I don't think it's professional.
Is that right?
Okay. Fine. Have we got time for one more suggestion? Yeah, U2FM is what you're listening to.
I really want to talk to Maria, but she's not there because she wants Right Said Fred FM.
Oh, that is limited.
What was that song?
I'm Too Sexy.
Yes.
The only song to ever feature a whole band in mesh singlets around. Yeah. Hey, you don't look unlike the lead singer of Right Said Fred.
You're right. I do. I look. Do I or don't I?
You do.
I do.
Is that
you
a compliment?
Look a bit like him. I'm a bit stipey. I'm a bit Right Said Fred.
Yeah. You're a touch of the Right Said Fred's about you.
And who was the other guy?
There was another one. Oh, Fatboy Slim.
Yes.
God, if I had their talent, I could break out of U2FM.
Oh, look, can we hear the end theme, Mr. Bear?
Oh, we're done.
If you're in every state except South Australia, you're going to be able to sample a bit of Shiggers and Thief going at it at the shebang this afternoon.
And if
from
you
four.
Are, and if you are in South Australia, just get a podcast.
Yeah. God,
it's the 90s. Come on.
We miss Adelaide. We used to be in that market.
Yeah.
Traction. We all know the story.
Brother.
Not enough traction. Yeah. Anything you want to sizzle up for today?
It's Friday, mate.
It's got to be a beauty. I love the shebang that starts at 4 o'clock. I want to plug something else for our Queensland listeners. This Sunday, November the 19th, 8 p.m. at the Powerhouse, Lucky Grills.
Oh, really?
Lucky Grills?
Barja stroke Bluey himself will be appearing at the Hats Off Bris Vegas benefit.
Hats off.
Lucky Grills is 78 and he is still getting about.
Good on him.
Pushing buttons and pots
Good
and
on
pans
him.
On his own.
Good on him.
He can do it all, that man. See, Lucky, thanks to everyone who called in. You are listening to U2FM. And our key phrase today, what do you think it was?
Ooh.
It was something to do with short bus.
Obey the cow.
Sold. Thanks, Marty. And we'll be back on Monday with James Brayshaw from the Melbourne-Sydney Cage. And it's all thanks to that Vito, that magnificent Mercedes-Benz Vito.